Coach Q, sponsored by Hooters. Hooters, the original wing joint. It's not just a great place to eat. You know what it is? It's a way of life. Coach Q joins us now. Let me just start by saying Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you, Steve.
How are you, my friend?
Christmas. Yeah.
I noticed
I'm doing all right.
And I noticed that for the last six for this year after tonight are on the road, but you do have a couple of days off for Christmas. That's got to be a logistical kind of pain in the behind to try to figure it all out, but I assume you'll be here?
No, I'm going to go to Colorado for Christmas, and but we do have a great, real busy schedule here. I mean, going into the Christmas break, those 4 days off are going to be beneficial, and we come out, we're right back on the ice on the 27th with a morning skate and got Carolina here and then go away for a couple. And January is busier than the busy stretch we got here in December. So these 2 months are, they put us at, there's hardly any practice time. It's just about playing games and playing the right way is what we try to reinstill going into it. And couple of mistakes last game that we want to rectify here tonight.
And one of the reasons you're one of the best to ever do this, I hate when I call you a legend, but deal with it, you're a legend, is because you spend so much time thinking about it when you're away from the game. You watch other teams, you know the game, you love the game, you know your guys. Do you give yourself a little time at Christmas to get away from it?
First of all, settle down what you're talking about. But we do get away. We definitely,
do a little skiing, or what do you do?
Yeah, for sure. We go have a couple of days on the hill this year. I'd probably get 2 days. Usually just get 1 day, but might get 2 days in this year. So it's kind of get the extra day there really makes a big difference. And but we do get away and spend some quality family time. And and there's no hockey going on too, so there's no really have to turn on another hockey game here. So it's a nice break, and I think it's good for the league that everybody gets to enjoy their family and the special time of the year.
How do you protect the stash when you're going down the slopes? You got a little stash scarf you use, or what do you do there?
No. Sometimes he gets a little icicles on him, but it all depends on the temperature.
Did you ski when you were playing, or was that something when you were out in Colorado you picked up?
When I was playing in Colorado, in a couple years we got knocked out early, so a couple times we got to go up there and spring skied, and that's how I first began or learned how to ski. And the one lockout year when I was a coach, we were the whole year was down that we're in Colorado. I think they skied about 35 times that year. So it was a certain years are better than others. And usually when I go, I don't ski as long as I used to, but used to put in full days and really love just being out there in the fresh air. And, nothing's better.
Is there anything, Joel, in players' contracts that would prohibit them from skiing, say, as you're going to do over the break?
Yes, I think so. I think that if you're going to ski, you better go on a bunny hill.
Right. Right, and if you're one of the first two lines, front or back, you ski with the buddy to fall in front of you.
Yeah. I'm basically a cruiser. I don't need that much action when I go out there anyway, so I'm just having, basically going down a hill and having some fun and avoid bumps and all that type of stuff.
It'd still be great, though, wouldn't it, to see Coach Q? Coach Q's a big dude. Coach Q coming down the hill at you get out of the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You get out of the way. All right, so the other night, after a really good stretch of several days and several games, flat performance, one you just check off, a bad day at the office. How do you treat a game like that?
It was one of those games where our energy probably wasn't as high as it needed to be. I don't think we didn't handle the puck as well, and we played right in and exactly how they've been having some success recently, and they've been playing a real defensive type of posture where, if they get the lead, whether they get it or not, they're just sitting there waiting, sitting back, and all five guys in the defensive side of center when you're coming at them, and they're just looking to flip it out and keep it on the boards and not make plays. And then they got an odd man break, and it was in our net. And then another situation where defensive zone coverage had made two plays, and the two nice plays for them. But at the same time, preventable plays by us, and that's why we got behind. And whoever scored first in that game, I thought would have a big advantage, and they scored early in the first, or not early in the first, but in the first. And they're a much better team than they were at the beginning of the year. There's some teams that have really have improved this year. They're definitely one of them.
Now that you've had a couple of days for it to kind of sink in, and I know sometimes when it's going on, maybe it's tougher to really analyze, but now that you've had some time to reflect on it, how will you look back on this point streak that Patrick Kane put together for you?
It's amazing. You know, we're talking about it last night. We're sitting there watching games, and there's only a couple last night, but we're just thinking about, there's shutouts. There's 2-1 games every single night. The number of shutouts in games, it's amazing. You know, you watch Crosby playing. I mean, his point production is way down, and the league scoring is way down across the board. And, you know, you're focusing in some nights knowing you want to shut down one guy. And obviously, you know, when you're looking at us right now, you're looking at, we got to try to stop Kaner. And whether it's a top matchup defenseman, top line defensively, and they're going out of their way to make sure, sometimes double teaming them or going out of their way. And then just say, let's just deny Kaner getting the puck. And, you know, certainly it just changes the focus of the game a little bit. And there's a game inside the game both ways. And but it's in today's game, this is that's, you know, a third of the season scoring streak is gonna be tough to duplicate at the way that the teams play and the way the game is played right now.
And I know you pull for your guy, and it's been so fun for us and a great run. Any relief that it's over?
No relief. I just think it was fun. It was a fun process. Now we get back to playing, you know, kind of like business as normal, and play the right way, and you know, let's do the right things. And you know, we all know certain players have different strengths, and but Kaner likes having the puck. We want him having the puck, but let's not make sure we're going out of our way to give him the puck and do what we have to do to be effective both sides of the puck.
Joel, do you see a difference in Bickle since he's come back?
Yeah, he's been better, much better, more consistent. Seems like there's more pace to his game, a lot more friendlier with the puck, a little bit more physicality to his game, better on the wall, more influential in the game.
Getting a couple shots off, too.
Pardon me?
I say getting a couple of shots off, too.
Yeah, he's getting a shot off. That line's been useful as well. Almost scored the last two games, but he's getting some opportunities, something that they weren't as quite noticeable before. So I think it's been way better than we saw earlier on in the year.
How's the goalie situation? I assume it's going to be Crawford at home and Darling Saturday, and where are you guys, Buffalo?
In Buffalo Saturday afternoon and back here Sunday night. So we'll see one game at a time. Corey tonight, he's played well here during the stretch here, and he's back in again.
And health-wise on the team, with this much hockey and this many games between now and the end of January, man, if you can stay healthy in this stretch and not get any significant injuries to guys, wow, it's off to the races then.
Well, it's a long season. Everything changes quickly in our business, and you got to be adaptable. And for health reasons, for performance reasons, scheduling as well. So you look at all the variables, and you'd like to have some decisions based that everybody's ready to go every single game, but we know that's not the case. So we'll manage it as best we can, and right now we're sitting in a good spot health-wise, as I touch wood. We'll see how that all goes, but certainly nice to have everybody ready to go and ready to be options to play.
How's Panarin's English coming along?
Getting better every day. You know, he's starting to answer me in English, which is wow. Yeah, it's good.
But he's still in that position, and I know you know, and guys are doing this, when he can drop into his language problem whenever you're giving him a heat on something and go, yeah, I don't understand that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And he's a pretty smart kid. I think he's got it, and he's got a good sense of humor. He's always smiling, very likable guy.
Really is a likable kid.
Yeah. He's fitting very well with our group.
Merry Christmas, Coach, and I hope it's a great time out in Colorado. Stay healthy yourself, and we look forward to a great 2016.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to the whole crew down there at WGN and all Blackhawk fans out there.
All right, buddy. Be
Thank
well.
Thank you.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Talk to you later. That's Coach Q, best coach in hockey. You know, he can see Al Arbor from here.
Yes,
and when he
can.
Passes
yes,
Al Arbor, can. Al Arbor, I think, is third, and then Q would be third all time. Is that right? I think I'm right about that. That's a big number. That's a lot of wins. He really is one of the greatest coaches ever in the history of the NHL.
And he's our friend.
And how about this? I mean, the Blackhawks have two of them in their organization.
Well, Scotty Bowman. I mean, you look at Scotty Bowman's like Wayne Gretzky in a hat.
Yeah.
Scotty Bowman's numbers are just impossible to get to. It's crazy. And Stan Bowman has done an amazing job in the salary cap era, keeping stars on the ice. Mm-hmm.